When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:40, as President Biden and former President Donald Trump continue to debate, prep for their big debate on Thursday. We're also awaiting word from the high court on the former president's immunity case, a decision that could come down any day now. It may actually have implications on the debate Thursday night, which we'll have live coverage of here on WOKV Radio. It airs on CNN. They have the debate, but we have simulcast coverage of available to you at 9 o'clock here. WOKV's Kirsten Garris continues her live team coverage in Washington. Bring us up to speed on this court case that the Supreme Court justices are ultimately deciding, Kirsten.
Yeah, that's right, Rich. So they will rule on whether former President Donald Trump's claim that he should have immunity against criminal prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency. Now, that decision could have a major impact on the upcoming trials that Trump is facing. Now, this immunity case is one of about 15 cases that the high court still has to issue an opinion on before they wrap up their session for the summer. Typically, they wrap up before the end of June. Now, the court just announced that they will issue opinions on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. So that gives us some indication that we could get a decision in this immunity case as early as tomorrow, but sometime this week, potentially. And now, the court's handling of this immunity case has already provoked some criticism, both that the justices even took up this issue, especially since there was a unanimous federal appeals court ruling that rejected Trump's claim, but also the fact that they haven't even announced any kind of decision. And again, we're looking at the calendar. It's almost the end of June. Now, even if the court limits Trump's immunity or rejects his claims altogether, his remaining trials will likely not be wrapped up before the November election. But as you kind of mentioned, if this decision is released tomorrow or Thursday morning, this will likely be a big talking point in Thursday night's debate.
As we preview the debate, it seems like in recent days, the former president has modified some of his attacks on President Biden heading into the week. Is that setting expectations for what we can expect to hear and see from him on Thursday night?
It could be. While he appeared on a podcast, the All In podcast, just last week, former President Trump said, quote, I assume he's going to be someone that will be a worthy debater. I don't want to underestimate him. Now, this is a major shift from how the former president has typically talked about President Joe Biden at his rallies and during his speeches. Trump usually cast the Democratic incumbent as, quote, a low IQ individual who would be the worst and most incompetent and most corrupt president in the nation's history. So we have seen Trump use his attacks, you know, when talking about Biden. At the same time, Trump and his campaign have ramped up their attacks on the debate moderator. So instead of the former president, insisting that the former president won't be giving a fair shake by CNN, who was hosting the debate. So we will see what happens from here. This is, again, a debate that will have no audience inside the room, but we expect millions to be tuning in or listening in to WOKV this Thursday night. And I'm sure we'll see and hear a lot of things.
And a lot of coverage coming up on Friday on Jacksonville's Morning News, our first true test in You Decide 2024, and happening before the two conventions even get started, the earliest we've seen a general election debate matchup in memory. And the two then would plan to debate later on into September. So a long gap between the first and the second debate. Again, we'll have live radio coverage of the CNN debate Thursday night, starting at 9 o'clock, post-debate analysis anchored by Jared Halpern, and a full recap here Friday on Jacksonville's Morning News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.